And welcome to Roll a D20, the role-playing podcast of the Laziest Fashion.
Hey there, I'm Andy, and this is the first episode that I'm recording while wearing clothing.
I'm Natasha, and I record in my pajamas, you freak.
Yeah. I'm Karen, and I just put a new floor in my living room, and I'm pretty proud of that accomplishment.
Woo!
I'm Trisha, and I'm currently being crushed by two dogs.
I am your GMT, and today we're going to divorce court.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so I have recently made a cross-country move, and I was staying in a hotel. Judge Judy was on TV. So
inspiration can be found anywhere.
Yeah, that is today's inspiration. So
sweet.
We are going to pick some aspects of the character that the players will jointly play together, and Andy is going to start us off by choosing how old we are.
Oh, man. You know, I feel like I tend to go with like one of two extremes. So I'm just say a nice 40. Just right at 40.
Now, Natasha is going to decide where we live.
Well, if we're just a middle-of-the-road 40-year-old, that sounds awful lot like somebody who'd live in the suburbs. I think we live in the suburbs in Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I am not speaking with a southern accent.
I'll try.
It's not southern, it's Midwest.
I can try if you want to be really insulting to people from that area.
I'm not even going to attempt.
No tank. All you got to do to be a Nebraskan is just say yeehaw at the end of every set.
I already do that. No. Yeehaw.
Even Minda says no.
Karen's going to pick what her name is.
Okay, so we're a middle-aged woman in Omaha, Nebraska,
we
getting a divorce.
We don't even know her woman yet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shoot, I didn't think about that.
This could semi-dictate that.
Well, I was going to name us Patty, so I guess it's up to us whether we're a male or a female named Patty.
I love Patty. I love
Patty's great.
And it's not Patricia. It's Patty.
Kind of like me.
Out,
I'm not Patty or Pat or Patricia. I'm Patricia.
Is it spelled with an I at the end?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'd like to point out that was last week's character's name also.
Oh, crap.
Was it?
What?
This could get too confusing. Could we say that last week's character was Patty with a Y?
It was, duh.
Why do I not remember that?
I don't either.
I'm not sure. You're the one that posted the episode.
I didn't listen to it.
I'm behind on listening. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible human.
I'm fairly sure you're the one who picked the name Patty.
Well, we weren't a middle-aged woman at that time. I don't know why I would have picked that name.
We were in our early 30s then.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll start over. We'll pick a different name.
Okay.
So, we are a middle-aged person from Omaha, Nebraska, getting a divorce. I'm going to go with Melissa.
Okay.
I'm going to make this really weird turn.
Oh, boy.
Trisha is going to decide how many kids we have.
Oh, okay. That's why I said I'm going to make this really weird. No. We have four.
Okay.
Four kiddos.
Nice.
Four is fine.
So, not exactly that weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot, but not unreasonable.
Okay. My mama had four.
If I had picked Utah, it would have been a very small amount of kids.
Why?
Because they'd be Mormon? Or do Mormons have a lot of
Mormons
kids?
Yeah, Mormons have so many kids.
They don't believe in birth control.
That's right. They don't wear no genie hats on.
Don't they have multiple wives?
No, that's like, I think that's a myth that's Mormon, like it used to be. But now anybody who practices that in Utah is not do not consider themselves a Mormon.
Huh. Well, they might consider themselves a Mormon, but that's not what being a Mormon actually is. Like, yeah, it's an extreme version.
Like, the Mormon police come after them. Yeah. And they're like, what kind of Mormon are you? Slap, slap.
Sorry. I apologize to all of our Mormon listeners.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Yeah,
sorry.
Polygamy and Mormonism, they're not the same thing. Our last two brain cells here at Roll a D20 podcast know this.
We do. Right. I didn't. I'm sorry.
Well, now we know.
At first, I didn't. Now I know. It's just usually associated with Mormons, so I apologize.
I mean, you didn't know. Now you know. Learning is good.
Exactly. Cool.
Cool now.
The more you know.
All right. So, we are a 40-year-old from Omaha, Nebraska, named Melissa, who has four children.
Yes.
And we're going to divorce court.
Yeah, let's go. We're all going to divorce court.
Are we male or female?
That's up to you. That's not really, like, a me question. That's more, like, where the story takes you.
Sounds good.
Can the story be one of us going through a divorce and rediscover sexuality?
That sounds like a great time.
I feel like that is a very common thing.
Are we gonna do kind of like how Stella got a groove back? Kind of.
All right. Yeah. Can we not spoil the episode before we've even rolled a single D20?
Oh yeah.
Let's be realistic. If Andy says it, it's not happening. All right.
Good point.
You start out your day, you get dressed, and what outfit are you going to wear?
I'm going to wear a pair of tan, completely gender neutral overalls.
To divorce court?
Look, yeah, I got to look my best.
Podunk.
Look, I'm I only have so much here. I'm getting divorced for crying out loud. Yeah.
That is true. I'm sorry. I know better.
And what do you roll, Andy?
To get dressed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That is all how right. This game works. Our players roll a single D20, which will then tell us how their journey goes.
Well, hey, check this shit out. I got 20.
Okay. You are fully clothed.
Hell yes.
You don't have any toilet paper sticking out. You're good. You look like a model citizen.
Model citizen. I would never commit a crime. Not me.
Correct. Uh-huh. You are camouflaged into the sand of Nebraska. And you're ready to go to court. All right. So, Natasha is going to pick what we do for breakfast. Do keep in mind you have four children.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I don't know how wild we want this to get yet. So I'm gonna keep it chill. I'm going to keep it chill and not go with my original thought. And I'm just going to say that I just set out four bowls and just pour random cereal number 6 into all of them. it's a Nebraskan brand called Random Cereal number 6.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good. It's a combination of Lucky Charms, Trix, and oat bran.
Well, that almost sounded good.
Natasha, what's the official mascot of this cereal?
It is James the Dodo Bird.
And what's their tagline? What's like, yeah, how do they sell it to people?
They
like,
say,
you know, you're great, or, you know.
James the Dodo says, please eat my cereal so I don't go extinct. Oops, too late.
Is there only like one box of this cereal?
It's a collector's item for sure. It really is. Okay, anyways. And then for breakfast, for myself, I'm going to make just a 3-meat meal. It's just ham, sausage, bacon. That's all I'm eating.
And what do you roll for that very hearty breakfast?
I roll a 9 for that very hearty breakfast.
Okay. So you eat yours, and it's pretty good. You do feel like your blood pressure rise with each bite, but it's delicious. However, only one of your kids got out of bed this morning, and he eats all the other bowls of cereal.
Oh, dear. He's a fat boy.
It's that little bastard. It was Jimothy, wasn't it?
Damn it, Jimothy! What did I tell you? That is a collector's item.
Classic Jimothy.
So Jimothy is spelled R-Y-A-N.
What?
It's pronounced Jimothy.
All right, even I'm lost now.
It's
no, I got it.
He's a he's a suburban child. His name is Jimothy. It's spelled R-Y-A-N. Do not question my pronunciation.
That's awful.
Thanks, I hate it.
We definitely must be white.
Yeah, I think that was confirmed. Yeah, for sure.
Sorry, everybody.
Karen is gonna decide what to do next. It's pretty open-ended here.
All right, so my son Jimothy is pissing me off this morning. So I'm gonna spank him, but not hard enough to get CPS called, hopefully.
Oh my god.
Do you have a meter? Like an exact, like you just stop one like PSI short of.
I just want to clarify, I never said that we were a good person. I rolled a 7.
Okay. See, this is what happens when you drop us assholes in the middle of suburbia.
So, Melissa is a complicated figure.
So this is like one of those rare times where when you roll the dice, the number means something. So you hit him with 7 pounds of force.
Jesus!
Imagine what would have happened if you would have rolled higher.
Got 20.
You spanked I can't pronounce it.
Jimothy.
Jimothy, spelled R-Y-A-N. Come on. Not that hard.
You spank Jimothy, spelled R-Y-A-N, with 7 pounds of force, bruising his tailbone, and causing him to yelp.
That is exactly what I did not want.
You should have rolled a nat crit miss.
Should have rolled nat 20. He would have exploded.
We would have gone to jail.
What would Trisha like to do now?
I gotta think about this, because I mean, we did something we didn't want to do. There's 3 children still sleeping that aren't supposed to be sleeping, and I'm already angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm beating our child, apparently.
Yeah. Which just made me angrier.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready
to
Hulk out?
That's not what I wanted to do. So I think I'm going to roll to stomp up the stairs and angrily wake up 3 more children. I'm rolling. I got a 5.
You live in a 1-story house.
No.
So you accidentally go into the attic. And there is a raccoon up here. The raccoon is angry.
Mm-hmm. Them are nasty.
The door closes below you. You know it's like one of those pull-down ladder things?
Mm.
Oh, God, no.
You're talking the ones that are in, like, every scary movie.
Yes, ever. And every home I've ever lived in.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I am so sorry.
Mm-hmm. You know how every horror movie has, like, doors and beds?
Mm-hmm. I've heard of those. You can't necessarily see how to get out, but if you felt around, you could possibly. What would Andy like to do?
Question, do I hear angry raccoon? Like, am I hearing, like, skittering or, like, a kind of noise? Or...
You saw it before the door closed below you.
Mm.
Like, when the door closed, it became dark. It was not completely dark before.
Oh, okay. Let's see. I got 3 sleeping, now starving children, thanks to my asshole son, Jimothy, yep. whose age will remain undetermined for now. and I have to get to court so I can keep custody of my beautiful 4 children. Well, my beautiful 3 children plus Jimothy. So, but there's also a raccoon that, if left up in this attic, might murder my children or become a new pet. I don't know. So let's see. I'm going to. All right, I've got it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a people's elbow on the floor. People's elbow, you know, the rock. Everyone knows a people's elbow. It's a signature move. So I'm going to do a people's elbow.
Excuse me, The Rock is an actor, Andy?
Oh, yeah, my
he
bad.
He doesn't hurt people.
I'm gonna
His
do...
name is Dwayne Johnson. I don't know where this Rock thing is coming from.
His name is Rocky Maivia. God damn it.
His name is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
His name is Dwayne The Rock Johnson Maivia. And I'm going to do his signature move. I'm going to do a flying people's elbow on the floor of this attic in the hopes of bursting through the ceiling and falling into one of the rooms below.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to get massively hurt.
I mean, we might be big and bulky and muscular. That hasn't been defined yet.
I still think we're going to get massively hurt.
We might have the build up right now. I got an 11. So, yeah. So would he?
Okay. You go to do this. What did you call it?
It is the people's elbow.
So you do the raccoon's elbow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And instead of going to the ground, you do get the raccoon. Just in total chance.
That's fine.
It's pretty pissed.
Oh, heck.
But now it's being crushed under your body weight.
Good. Good. I wanted this.
What would Natasha like to do?
Boy, I sure appreciate this position I've been put in. Thanks, mm-hmm. Andy. You're a pal.
Hey, man, talk to Karen about this. I have ruined Karen's turn for weeks.
So I'm currently pinning a raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this raccoon, I feel its fuzziness as I'm pinning it, and it reminds me of all of the affection and love that I'm not getting anymore now that I'm going to divorce court. And I decide I'm going to get some snuggles in, and I'm going to hug the raccoon.
Nice.
Buddy the elf didn't like that.
All right. And I rolled a 17 to hug the raccoon.
Ooh.
Okay, you've befriended the raccoon. It is now your pet.
Hell yes. My job is done. I'll see myself.
But not through the ceiling, because we couldn't crush it.
No.
Oh, yeah.
So now that you've acquired a raccoon, what would Karen like to do?
Since the raccoon is friendly now, I'm going to feel around for that darn ladder that I snapped up into that there attic.
Mm-hmm.
Nat 20!
Okay, you're able to find the ladder and descend down to the house.
Oh, hell yeah.
I didn't get anything cool. No, like, no extra bonus for getting a nat 20.
I mean, as you come down into the house, you notice the raccoon's wearing a small bow tie.
Nice, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm a fair GM. I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're fair, but just. We have to make sure not to anger you.
It's true. I will be relentless. So you are now down in your house, and the raccoon, as well as Jimothy's screams, has woken up the rest of the children.
Yes!
So your three other children are now ready to go, but Jimothy's nowhere to be found.
Hmm.
What would Trisha like to do?
I think I'm going to do the sigh of frustration.
All right.
And then attempt to scream for Jimothy to get his butt back here, wherever he's at.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to roll this. I got a 4. Gosh darn, this is terrible.
You've forgotten your son's name. In fact, you even forgot he's here. Yep. So you just get the rest of your kids into the minivan.
Oh, cool. Problem solved.
And you,
Jimothy who?
Whomst?
What if he? Tim a what?
Huh?
Ryan?
And you, your new animal companion, and three of your four children are now in the minivan.
Hell yeah.
What would Andy like to do? Yeah.
I'm going to say, pack up, kids. We're going to divorce court. Yahoo! And I'm going to drive to the court of divorce and get me a brand spanking shiny new divorce. So I'm going to roll the drive safely, and let's hope this is going to run. Oh my God, it's a 20.
Oh, I hate you.
Yeah. I would stealing all your good rolls, Trisha.
To be fair, This is a roll about whether or not I can drive safely. So if this is a bad roll, we might have died. I'm okay with this.
You drive really safely, and also on the way there, you get yourself one of those coffees from Starbucks.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. Yeah.
At one point, a guy wants to drag race you, but you look at him until he feels really bad about himself.
Can I also, like, direct my eyes?
No, not today, Satan.
Can I direct my eyes to the little yellow sign on my window that says 4 children and 1 raccoon on board?
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of like gesture towards the baby on board sign, and then behind that sign is a raccoon on board sign.
Oh, and can the raccoon be like suction cup to the window, like one of those old Garfield plushies?
Oh my gosh.
I don't think that's how animals work.
Oh yeah, good call. I'm gonna call him Mulligan on then.
I assume he's probably in Jimothy's seat.
You assume who what now?
I assume he's probably in Jimothy's seat.
Who?
Oh yeah, yeah. In his cute little seat belt, and you know, he's got a little hat.
Who is Jimothy?
Who is this? Yeah, who is the person you speak of?
I have 3 children, 1 raccoon.
I love how we've just like void fished Jimothy.
Yep.
He said to us, okay, maybe it wasn't such a bad role after all. So you made it to divorce court, you're at the, you know, front steps, big stone building, lots of commotions. What does Natasha want to do?
Well, I certainly know that I don't want to be in the middle of divorce court and suddenly have to relieve myself out of nowhere, so I'm heading to the bathroom first.
Thinking ahead.
Surprisingly practical.
Listen, I am a suburban Omahaan, Nebraskan. I'll just go with Nebraskan. So, I need to do what a suburban Nebraskan would do.
It specifically?
They pee a lot.
Yeah, I mean, think about how much corn they eat.
What? Does this directly translate?
Well, that's translating into poop.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
I can't believe your mind didn't go there first, Andy.
No. I'm a clean boy.
Yes, you never talk about poo, ever.
Nope.
I played the fifth.
You can't technically digest, like, all the parts of corn, so that is why it is usually found in your poo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because you got, like, a mutant vegetable. Yeah.
Anyways, am I rolling to poo?
Yeah, roll to poo.
I rolled a 13 to poo?
Okay. You poo. It hurts a little bit, but then you feel much better.
Oh, okay.
I'll take it.
You think maybe it was all that meat you ate?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that sounds probably quite reasonable.
Your bowels have been emptied.
Mm-hmm.
They have been evacuated.
Mm-hmm.
What would Karen like to do?
I'm going to try to find out if divorce court has daycare, because I don't need my 3 children and raccoon in the courtroom while I cuss at their horrid, horrid father.
Now, wait. Let me jump in real quick. Now, this could go either way, Karen. Let's think about this. If we have the children not in the room, then we can't use them for sympathy.
See, oh, no, I have pictures of them. I have pictures of them ready to go.
All right.
Okay, so I rolled before Andy interrupted me. I'm going to use that roll. It's a 12.
Okay. So you look for a daycare. There is a daycare, but there is not a raccoon watching center.
Typical.
So you're going to have to keep that raccoon.
Well, this raccoon is a part of the family. I can sue.
You are in court.
While we're here.
What would Trisha like to do next?
Okay, so we dropped off the kiddos, but they don't want to keep our raccoon. Okay, I think it's time for us to make a dramatic appearance into the courtroom so I can get my divorce.
All right.
And it's a 19!
All right. Let me know exactly how you're going to walk in there.
No, I want to fling open the doors as hard as I can and make a mad swagger walk down the aisle and behind the bench.
All right.
With a face.
Okay. So you make that grand entrance. You're behind the bench. You look over.
The raccoon's trailing behind me with his own little swagger walk.
Oh, nice.
Good. I was about to ask about the raccoon. I'm like, but the raccoon.
Okay, is he walking on two legs or four?
He's doing the four, but he's got like a little stagger lilt.
Okay, got it.
He's got swag. He knows what's going on.
Okay, good. I just needed the visual.
That's cool. I got you.
Fully immersed. So, you and this raccoon, who probably has a name, but how would we even ask him?
Really, yeah.
Walk in, you take your places behind the bench, you look over to your right, and there he is. Gerald.
Fucking Gerald.
God damn him.
And son of a bitch.
Guess who else is here with Gerald?
His girlfriend.
His mom.
No.
Gerald's mom is here.
No, that's worse. She hated us.
She is stink eye.
I thought you were going to say Jimothy.
Nobody knows where Jimothy is.
Wait, who's Jimothy?
Oh. Yeah, Jimothy who? And, you know, they're kind of like snickering and looking at you. The judge isn't there yet. You're 7 minutes early. So, what would Andy like to do?
Alright. I gotta plan this out. It's just me and my raccoon buddy against those two. Those two foul individuals. Let's see. But I can't lose my cool. Alright, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna use my little raccoon buddy as a legal counsel. And I'm gonna like have a little huddle with him before the proceedings. Like kind of conferred with him as to how I should play it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have a little chit chat, my raccoon buddy.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna attempt to communicate either by using our hands, little noises or something, but I'm essentially a human being trying to communicate with a raccoon.
Okay.
And I got a 12.
Okay. So you can communicate with him, but the only thing you really understand is that he is hungry.
Aw, heck.
So as you're having this riveting conversation, the judge walks in, and we're now going to do a charm person round, where I, as the judge, will judge you. You will say what you want the character to say, and your role determines how well that will affect the judge.
Oh no.
Oof. I'm gonna suck. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm not looking forward to it. You know what? It's up to the dice. It doesn't matter what we say, it's up to the dice.
You are, however, on a podcast, so make it good.
You're right. You mean I can't just, like, read the phone book? All right.
And you can use props.
Would you like us to go in order?
Yes, we'll be staying in the order that we were in.
Oh, okay.
But basically, you are going to say something. The dice is going to say how effective it is. And then I will tell you what happens around you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
The judge walks in, takes her seat. It's Judge Judy, of course. You're on TV. People start filing in the back.
Shit.
Everyone is like whispering to each other.
Borrow.
You overhear someone say that they got $10 for being on this show. You didn't get paid shit. You're kind of mad.
Oh, what?
And
interesting.
That is a thing. You get paid to be in the audience.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And the opening music plays. The bailiff comes out. It's getting started up in here. The judge looks at you and then looks at Gerald and says, Gerald Hoffenstein. Melissa Hoffenstein. Today I hear we have a problem that you two just cannot figure out yourselves. So you have to take up time in my court. It better be good. Why are you here?
What a lovely Judge Judy impression that was.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I adore it.
I'm moved to tears.
Thanks.
This is where we win a Webby Award. That's the one, right? No, it's one for podcasters. The podcasty. This is
a casty award?
The podcasty.
Just this is where we learn a nasty podcasty.
A nasty podcast. Okay, now we need to start our own award show. Forget the podcast in general.
Mm-hmm. 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 That might be more profitable than this podcast.
No. If it made us $1, it'd be more profitable than this podcast.
Ouch. True.
The truth. All right. So, does that mean that I need to think of a reason for us to be there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I'm assuming we're starting with me. We're not like starting back at Andy, right?
Right.
Okay. Let's double check it. All right.
Yeah. All right. Fuck Andy.
Yeah. Wait. Oh.
All right. I'm gonna look at Judge Judy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have a very serious face, and then suddenly my face is going to crumple, and a single tear rolls down my left cheek, and I say, "Judy, I don't want to be here, but you will not believe what he did to my children. I can't call them his children anymore after what he did to them, and you just will not believe it. And I think I kind of want to leave that up to somebody else."
What?
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Oh, it rolled off the bed. The world will never know. One second. It rolled under the bed. All right. Reroll time. Okay. 17.
Ooh.
Mm. All right. What did he do?
Have fun, Natasha.
We are fighting.
I hope you enjoy your setup, Karen.
You and I are enemies now.
I pull out the carefully prepared pictures that I have brought of my children. They're school pictures. And then I realize there's a fourth picture in there of a child I don't recognize. I tuck that carefully back into my pocket. And I'll show her the three children. I say, "Do you see these three smiling faces? Do you see my lovely children? They don't smile like this anymore." Well, they didn't. I've been trying to get them to smile again. It started. Once in a while, I see a smile on the corner of their lips. Now that their father, their biological father, who's never been a dad to them, is out of their life. Just wait until you hear what he did to them.
God damn it. You can't do this to me.
Okay, but what I did... what I really did to you is I rolled a 1.
Oh,
poor Trisha. She's gonna hate us now.
You sure? Here's the thing. I know this isn't the same impression, but I don't care anymore. Wow. Here's the thing. You've been talking way too much, so you're gonna shut up for a minute and let the man talk.
Wait, I have to talk for Gerald?
No.
Fuck.
God. That is not how it works.
Thank God. I'm like, no, I don't want to be that man's anything.
Because then all you have to do is go, "I'm a stinky man poop butt," and then snip your fingers. Like, it's not too difficult.
Thanks.
So,
no, I mean, that's what Gerald would do if we could play him.
Anyways, go on.
Okay, so the camera pans over to Gerald, and, you know, his mom is sitting next to him. He's standing, she's sitting. But it doesn't look much different because they're the same height either way. And...
Wow!
And Gerald looks into the camera and says, "My wife is a compulsive liar. My wife cheated on me. My wife collects wild animals and does not have them vaccinated and then lets my children play with them. Need I say more?" The camera pans back over to you for your response.
Oh boy. Alright.
It's me.
It's Trisha.
Oh yeah, never mind.
I was real confused for a second. I was like, did I just like zone out completely over Trisha talking?
No.
I thought that was Trisha's defense.
Okay. I gotta think of how to do this so that she doesn't just be like, you know, what she normally does on Judge Judy. You shop! Like that.
Uh-huh.
So we gotta think about how to do this properly. But, alright. So, upon hearing all this, I look completely astounded and appalled and disgusted by the word vomit that just came out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because he pretty much described himself besides the raccoon.
So, essentially the defense is, I know you are.
But what am I? And so, as well as having the pictures of my children carefully planned on my person, I also have printed out text messages and emails from Gerald's phone to multiple women.
Dun, dun, dun.
So after getting my bearings from hearing what he had to say, I slowly and carefully pull them out and just say, this shall speak for itself.
Ooh.
And I roll a 15.
Yes!
Right. So, Judge Judy motions for you to bring it up. You know how they do in the show. She takes it from your hands. She puts on her tiny glasses. She reads it over. She looks up at you and says, and these are his phone records, you said? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. Well, I must say, this is not something a married man should be doing. And, you know, the camera pans over to him and his face is turning red. And it pans back to Judge Judy. And she's eating a granola bar. And nodding. Okay. Well, Gerald, what do you have to say for yourself now? And Gerald says, well, I don't know what has anything to do with my children. Because, you know, I didn't marry any of those other women, so I didn't break any laws.
Oh. Oh, he's a jerk face. And it
all right. Good. Oh, this will be good. Me. Good ladies and gentlemen of the jury. My soon-to-be former husband over there seems to speak of the law and not breaking the law and so forth. You'll notice in my series of printed messages between him and other women, he seemed to have a continuing correspondence with one woman, Nicole, or Nikki, as he knew her. They talked for quite a while up until the night of June 12th, 1994. When his messages suddenly stopped between him and Nikki, you will notice a strange coincidence with June 12th, 1994.
She
because
gasped.
That was the day that Nicole Brown Simpson was murdered. That's right. My husband is a real killer of Nicole Brown Simpson. O.J. Simpson was framed by him, that man over there, and I point to him as hard as I can, hoping the crowd will gasp.
Oh, holy shit.
And I rolled a 12.
Okay, so Judge Judy gasped. You're trying to do a lot here.
Yeah, kind of.
So that just roll isn't going to get you a lot. Yeah, I don't see any of that. I do see him talking to a young woman named Nikki, and they stop texting after she calls him a crud muffin.
Disgraceful.
And, yeah, I don't see anything about murder in here, but I like your chutzpah.
I like that word.
So, please just let me know, like, what are you trying to get out of this? Like, what do you want? Like, what's going on? Why are you here on Judge Judy? Small claims court.
In case you forgot.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, Judy, as you know, we are in the middle of a divorce. And there are a lot of things that, you know, spouses will fight over during a divorce. But the one thing that just kills me that we're here for, it has to do with that story he liked to spin for you earlier. That he, when he talked about these supposed wild animals that I may be exposing our children to. No. That's all a cover up. The truth is, he stole the family dog. And I need that dog back in order to bring the smiles back to my children's faces.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We sure did make Natasha go full circle and say what he did.
you absolutely did.
Hey, I said that he killed Nicole Brown Simpson. I literally said he committed murder, to be fair, but yeah.
All right, I rolled a 14, so take with that as you will.
Okay, Judge Judy strokes her chin, takes her glasses off, looks at him, dismayed. Why are you stealing animals? What kind of grown man steals an animal from a child? You know, your three children, you know, he holds up one finger and he says, we have four children. Judge Judy's eyes bulge.
Oh, dear God. Dude, this is going to come back and bite us in the butt.
Now, for a visual, for myself and for those listening, can I imagine that Judge Judy, her reaction is similar to the Large Marge scene from Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
I've never seen that, so yeah.
I don't think I've seen that either, but go for it.
Something for everyone to Google after the episode.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Andy, why are you doing that to them?
Uh-huh.
Anyways, go on.
The camera pans back to you, and Judge Judy says, four children?
Boy, am I glad I dodged this one.
No. I have three children. Sweet Pea, Bethany, and John. Sweet Pea, Bethany, and John. That's it. Three children. So,
go ahead and roll.
For convincing, I guess, I rolled a 7.
The bailiff immediately takes your arms. The raccoon's freaking out. His little bow tie is just like, he rips it off. He's going ravaged. He does not like this.
Oh no, the bow tie!
The bailiff puts you in handcuffs as Judge Judy looks into the camera and says, this has been Judge Judy, Small Claims Court. This woman is going to jail.
Yeah. Oh no! And wait, does she have claps. The authority to do that?
She's a judge.
She is a judge.
Like, this is Judge Judy. I sentence her to the gas chamber. Next week, everyone.
That's what you would do if you were Judge Judy.
Well, maybe.
So, in familiar fashion, here we are in jail.
Oh, dear God.
What do you want to do? You're in a holding cell. You're not That's in a prison, me. Just for, like, the record.
Oh, okay, good.
It's me. I am going to walk up to said bars of holding cell and ask for my phone call.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I roll for the phone call. I get a 4.
Well, I have bad
news. Can I just make sure that there's no dogs in this jail cell? Can we just clarify that now?
There aren't any.
I know.
There are none.
Oh my God.
I know. Thanks. Thank you. I'll never live that down.
So, you're asking for your phone call. And as you do, you die of rabies.
Oh no!
Oh, from the raccoon. Damn it.
What a depressing ending.
I died doing what I loved.
And now we'll never know why we forgot Jimothy.
That is true.
We'll also never find the real killer.
Yeah.
I feel like this one needs a sequel where we come back as a lich.
No, I feel this one needs a side story where we hear about Jimothy's day.
Oh.
What happened?
No, I feel that this needs a co-occurring story from the husband's point of view.
Agreed. I was thinking that too.
Yeah, there you go. Do it kind of like a Tales from the Borderlands where it's like an unreliable narrator kind of thing.
Do you realize how much work inside that would be?
Yes.
Okay. On that wonderful note, vaccinate your children for rabies.
Yep.
And then tweet us at D20 Podcast to tell us that you vaccinated your children for rabies.
Yep. Do that.
Thank you very much.
Please do.
Also, I think it'll be hilarious.
Thank you very much for listening to our show. A special thanks to the band Tangelo for use of their song Valentine as our intro music. And please just don't forget Jimothy.
Never forget.
We shall never forget again.
Also, do not forget how his name is spelled.
No, it's R-Y-A-N. I remembered.
Thanks for joining us.
Now go listen to some better podcasters.
Yeah. And we'll see you guys next time.
Goodbye. Yo.
Bye.